Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, June 25th, 2020. Senate spokeswoman Melanie Reinsch has announced that, for the time being, Berlin does not want to follow the example of other federal states in dealing with guests from the corona hotspot in the Gütersloh area, and there are no plans for special quarantine regulations. Berlin is following a different course than vacation areas such as Schleswig-Holstein, Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania, or Bavaria. These areas want to allow visitors or tourists from the districts of Gütersloh and Warendorf to enter only under strict conditions, the background being the massive corona outbreak around the Tönnies meat factory in North Rhine-Westphalia. Moving on, the minimum distance of 1.5 meters in Berlin schools will be abolished as of today. The new regulation, which is now set out in the revised model hygiene plan for schools, applies to students as well as to all persons working in the school, and also applies to after-school care in the schools as well. However, the minimum distance still applies to, quote, persons from outside the school. They must wear a mask when they enter. Furthermore, care should be taken to ensure that consistent and stable teaching teams and classes are maintained within each school. As we mentioned previously, in addition to several residential buildings in Neukölln, a building in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg near the Ostbahnhof is now also under quarantine, where 44 people have tested positive so far. While it's been reported that among them are many members of Romanian families, Health Senator Kalaci stressed to the RBB, quote, "But many others are also affected, including students. You cannot pin this on a nationality." The new cases show that there is a particularly high risk of infection in homes with very cramped living conditions. In this context, Kalaci criticized landlords who, quote, "let a lot of people live in one apartment in order to earn money." She added that the affected districts have the situation well under control, testing extensively and providing those infected with care so they can stay at home. Residents of the newly affected housing complex complained about a lack of information from the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg district. Kalaci warned, quote, "If an apartment building is affected by such an outbreak, then this information should be passed on. But residents should not panic. There are still outbreaks in Berlin that can be isolated locally. The real danger is that new infections will spread. The contact restrictions lifted by the relaxation could be misunderstood, and now is not the time for super big family celebrations without protection. People should not become careless." Burkhard Dregger, CDU parliamentary party leader in the Berlin House of Representatives, is concerned about the rising number of corona cases and attributes it to a lack of discipline of those who did not adhere to the necessary rules of distance and hygiene, endangering further relaxation. He stressed that such behavior would have consequences for the economic prospects of companies and job security. Therefore, he asked that the few rules of hygiene be observed, the mask obligation especially, stating, quote, "This is not too much to ask for. If we stick to it, we can limit further sources of infection locally. But if indiscipline prevails, as we've seen in North Rhine-Westphalia, this can lead to consequences that nobody wants. Fines of 50 to 500 euros are now threatened for violations of the mask obligation starting this Saturday. Given that summer travel season officially begins today, here are some frequently asked questions about holiday traveling, followed by some answers and websites to visit for more information. Where can I travel freely again? In most European countries, the freedom to travel again applies. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, the German government lifted the travel warning for 27 European countries in mid-June. However, whether summer holidays can take place again depends on the regulations of the holiday countries. The Foreign Office at Auswärtiges-Amt.de has provided an overview of this. For Norway and Finland, the travel warning on entry is still in effect. And lots of time should be planned for holidays in Great Britain, Ireland, and Malta, where a 2-week quarantine on entry is imminent. What is the difference between travel warnings and risk areas? Travel warnings contain an urgent appeal by the Federal Foreign Office to refrain from traveling to a country or region because there is a threat to life and limb. In this case, holidaymakers can cancel their booking with a German travel agency. In addition to the list of travel warnings issued by the Federal Foreign Office, there is a second list of so-called risk areas. It lists regions in the world where there's either an increased risk of contracting the coronavirus or where the number of cases is low, but there's too little testing capacity or insufficient measures to contain the pandemic. The two classifications are not automatically linked. Only parts of a country can be considered a risk area, and anyone returning to Germany from such an area of concern risks a 2-week quarantine here in Berlin and in Brandenburg. Who is threatened with quarantine on a return flight? The website of the Federal Ministry of the Interior at bmi.bund states that the 14-day quarantine obligation applies to, quote, persons entering the Federal Republic of Germany from a risk area. The Robert Koch Institute, or the RKI, classifies what is considered a risk area and has compiled a list of all risk areas worldwide at rki.de. Whether and how this quarantine obligation is implemented is a matter for the individual federal states. For example, all travelers entering the country from parts of the US, Sweden, Egypt, and Turkey must go into quarantine. How is the quarantine obligation implemented at Tegel and Schönefeld? Both Berlin and Brandenburg are following the orders of the Federal Ministry of the Interior at Tegel Airport and at Schönefeld. The Reinickendorf Health Authority is responsible for Berlin-Tegel and the Dahme-Spreewald District Health Authority for Schönefeld. They collect the data of passengers arriving from risk areas. This means that passengers are obliged to hand this data over to the airline they are flying with. Many airlines have started handing out forms shortly before arrival. These so-called exit forms must be handed in when the passengers leave the plane, and then the airline hands the documents over to the ground service provider, who keeps them for the health authorities. All travelers from risk areas must independently, immediately, and directly go from the airport into domestic quarantine. How is it checked that the quarantine is being maintained? Theoretically, the health authorities are obliged to randomly visit arrivals from risk areas at home and check their quarantine. But for the medical officer of Berlin-Reinickendorf, Lars Lauscheid, this is an unrealistic idea, because 2,000 passengers are currently landing at Tegel every day. And as the trend is rising, he remarked, quote, "It is practically impossible." What happens to the data I submit when I enter a risk area? The airlines are obliged to keep the data for 30 days after the arrival of the travelers and, if necessary, hand it over to the health authorities. In Berlin, so-called exit cards are checked daily by the health authorities. Is it possible to, quote, buy your way out with a corona test on arrival? Yes, for one thing, you can enter a risk area with a medical certificate issued no more than 48 hours before departure. Secondly, a corona test is possible at Schönefeld Airport. At Tegel, a test is not yet offered, which means that arriving passengers would have to go to a testing facility on their own. For a list of websites as read in this report, please follow the link in our show notes. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.